Welcome to Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, a mission that we've been waiting for. We learned previously that if a person does different melachos on Shabbos, depending on if they're different types or they're just one type, he may be liable for each one, he may be liable just one for all of them. Now this Mishnah finally will delineate to us the 39 key prohibited tasks on Shabbos. We know that we derive them all from the Mishkan. When they constructed the Mishkan, the tabernacle, as a resting place for the divine, so there were a lot of different melachos, creative tasks, that were used to build the Mishkan. So those 39 key melachos are what are prohibited for us to do on Shabbos, because that's considered the ultimate in creation, almost like creating a microcosm of the physical world. So therefore, those are prohibited on Shabbos as well. And not only are the Av prohibited, which is the actual key prohibited title, however, even a subsidiary, a tolda, something that may be in the classification of that, would also be biblically prohibited, would be asar midoraisa. So for example, as we've seen previously, one of the prohibitions we'll see in a moment is orea, which is to plant. It's not just to actually put a seed in the ground, but it's even perhaps to water and make the seed grow. That would be a tolda, that would be biblically prohibited, but that would be considered a subsidiary of the key prohibited task. So let's get right into it. Says the Mishnah, avos malachos arbaim chasar echas. There are 40 minus 1 key prohibited tasks of creative work on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah here says 40 minus 1, which is 39. It mimics what we find by the laws of a person violates a negative commandment in the Torah. That person would receive lashes, they'd receive malchus. And when the Torah writes that, the Torah writes arbaim chasarachas, the Torah writes 40, and we know it means 39, so therefore it just uses a similar terminology, but it just means 39. Says the Mishnah, what are they? Hazoreya, somebody who plants. Now, I said previously, included in that are all kinds of things that help the plant grow. So that could be somebody who grafts, or somebody who prunes the tree, etc. Vehachoresh, or a person who plows. Vehakotzer, somebody that harvests wheat, grapes, anything like that. Vehameamer, a person that gathers the sheaves and makes piles from them, or silos, puts all the piles into a larger pile and makes a silo out of them. Hadash, a person that threshes, I mean somebody who throws the sheaves onto the ground, hits them, or tramples on them to try to separate the grain from the chaff. Vehazara, or a person that winnows, that means they throw it up and the chaff flies away and the good part floats to the ground. Haborer, somebody that selects, for example, he has the grain ready, and then he takes out stones or earth or stuff like that. Hatochin, a person that grinds. Veha merakid, or a person that sifts. Once he has flour, he sifts the flour. Veha lush, or a person that kneads dough. Veha ofa, or a person that bakes or cooks. Those are all included in the prohibition of ofa, of baking. Continues the Mishnah, now that we finished the wheat process all the way up to the bread. Hagozez es hatzemer, somebody who shears wool. Hamilabno, somebody that washes it to make it whiter. Vehaminapto, or a person that combs the wool. Vehatsova, or a person that dyes the wool. Vehatova, or a person that spins the wool. Vehamesich. Mesich, that means that a person sets up the loom, the chassis strings, the horizontal strings of it, so that he can start weaving. Veosa shtebatinirin, or if a person puts or repairs the two rings or the two hooks that are used in the loom. The oreg shnei chutim, or a person actually weaves at least two threads. The hapotzea shnei chutim, or a person that takes off at least two threads from the loom. Hakosher, a person that ties a knot, something that lasts. The hamatir, a person that unties. The hatofer shtei tefiros, or a person that sews at least two stitches. Hakorea almanas litvar shei tefiros, a person rips, he tears, but in a constructive manner so that he can re-sew it properly. Let's say it was crooked and he wants to sew it straight. Hatsad, tzvi, a person who traps a deer, but that means any type of living animal. Hashochto, one who slaughters it. Hamafshito, one who skins it. Hamocho, one who salts it. Vahamabidus oro, somebody that tans the hides. Vehamochko, a person that scrapes off the hairs of from the skin, from the hide, so that he could use it for a cloth, he could use it for a parchment. Vehamechatcho, somebody that cuts it up into strips. Hakosev shtei osios, a person that writes two letters. And we'll continue the Mishnah, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow, and Mitzvah Shem do the next Mishnah until we conclude all 39. Wishing you a wonderful, beautiful day.